Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Runners Like Us, a place for the everyday runner to share their journey of triumphs and their passion of all things running, plus a look at everyday life. I'm here with my co-host Jason. What's
Hello.
up?
Hey, another day, another dollar.
We're back this week, another special one with a Q&A on the run with yours truly.
Yeah, my favorite ones. I love the on-the-run conversations. I look forward to it a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? Because if the one-on-ones, come on now. Beautiful.
I know, it's
Yes.
true. We get to connect and not that we haven't chatted all week, but
And it's Wednesday. It feels like 3 weeks. I don't know.
Today we're discussing your major accomplishment, the Fire Trail Running Festival 50K. The fans and myself want to know, was it diabolical?
Oh my goodness. Honestly, it was straight out of a movie. I can't even make this up. It was straight out of a movie.
I love hearing that. I also want to know, I'm throwing you for a loop. I want to know if you're proud of yourself because I'm proud of you. I know Taylor's proud of
You're
you.
kidding?
And you locked it in and you put in that work and you just dominated.
I appreciate that. I ain't gonna lie. It took a while to acknowledge that I finished. But yeah, I was locked in. I locked in and threw away the key. Still hasn't found it. Still haven't found that key yet. But we're still locked in.
That's
But
good.
yeah, no, I definitely appreciate that. The support, the guidance, the tips. I used it all. I'm
Yeah.
trying to tell you, I went through every last thought, every last comment. You know, I got my phone. I didn't have a signal out there. So I write a lot of notes that, yourself and like Milton and a lot of people just throw out there like, hey, try this, try that. You know what I'm saying? Think about this, think about that. I used it all. It was something.
Yeah, that's so cool. So this is a local race, correct? Or how far is it from your house?
So this one was at Guadalupe State Park. It was roughly about 2.5 hours from the house.
Okay. Close, but not too close.
Yeah, it was a good little ride.
Okay. So it's a 50K, so 31, 32 miles, correct? What was the elevation gain?
Each loop is about 244 feet. So it wasn't bad. It was fairly flat, though. At some areas, it was just like a drop off or like a steady climb, but it wasn't like abrupt, like
Yeah.
it usually is.
Cool. How many people were racing?
If I can remember correctly, I think it was about 45
Oh, that's a lot.
with 29 people finishing.
Wow. Okay. I think we mentioned this in another episode, but just in case people don't remember, this was a nighttime race. So it started at what, like 7 or 8 p.m.?
Yeah, it started at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Yeah, it's diabolical.
That's crazy. That was diabolical and nuts.
I thought about that after the first loop. I said, what am I doing here?
Well, I'm going to jump right into some of my questions for you because that's what we're talking about today. I want to know how prepared you felt when you toed the line.
I felt totally prepared. I think only anxiousness I had was what did the loop look like? But that's what the first lap was for, because the first lap covered the last remaining sunlight of the day, obviously. Yeah, that was the only anxiousness. What did the lap look like? How is the legs gonna feel? Didn't really think about the nighttime until the nighttime hit. But I felt totally prepared. A slight regret. I didn't get to sleep or take a nap that day. It was just a lot going on. Despite that, I still showed up. We showed up pretty early. Did my pre-race warm-up, dynamic, static stretching, fueling. I walk and tailor through like my changes. Like once I get first lap, second lap, this is what I would like, and change a shirt, which I didn't end up changing my shirt because I was just so locked in. But
Yeah.
yeah, just kind of walked in there. She was the best crew chief, best crew chief anybody can ask for. But yeah, I felt totally prepared,
Yeah.
totally great. It was surreal.
Oh, that's so great. I mean, sounds nuts. Did you say that the first loop was in the light, but then the rest were all dark, correct?
Yes. So my goal was to run or cover 5.2 miles in an hour, just taking my time. So where it started, we started in the woods. We climbed through the woods. I think that was like where the most inclination was at. And then we ran through the campgrounds, which was hardball. And it was flat, you know what I'm saying? And ran that for a little bit. And then after a mile, we hit the trails, navigating through the state park, which is very rocky. Or I would say moderately technical. You know what I'm saying? So first loop was really good. Mapped it out. I was like, okay, at this segment on Garmin, you can like set the segment so where stuff is, which shout out Garmin. Hey, I plugged them. But yeah, so that first lap, I just set my segments. And then when it got to like a really, I guess, highly technical area, I set a segment. I was like, okay, I'm gonna hike this one, I'll walk this one. Cause the first lap, one person got lost on the first lap. It's daylight, by the way. I ain't gonna say their name. I don't even know their name, but they got lost on the first lap. They panicked. And then another dude like busted open his knee. He was in front of me. He just kept falling and falling. It was like that. And it was daytime. So I was like, yeah, at night it's gonna be kind of difficult. So I think I was trying to avoid the mental obstacle of probably not gonna get 5.2 an hour because one is dark and two I can't see, you know, and stuff. So you just gotta adjust. It took me about 5 minutes to get over that, but I did. Yep. So after the first lap finished, and then everybody kind of stopped. And again, I'm not used to a drop bag race or a loop like that for ultra because I obviously never did an ultra at this point. I was like, why did everybody stop? And then everybody's like refueling and redrinking. I was like, oh, we can stop. So again, which I talked through a little later in the podcast too, was just incorporating loops into my training. It's okay to stop. It's okay to refuel. It's okay to adjust your strategy and then start again. But yeah, it was a good time. That first loop was very important. Set the
Yeah,
pace
for
for the
sure.
rest of the race.
I wonder if you, when you get back to that start line, once you complete that first loop, yeah, like you said, you're looking around, see what everyone else is doing. You're like, oh, I can take a second, regroup, refuel, whatever you're doing. That brings me to my next question. I was curious what nutrition you use throughout. And along with that, like how much did you carry on you at the time? And what did Taylor have prepared for you? Or what did you have prepared for yourself when you got back?
So initially, I took off. I had two gels, some applesauce, and some protein bars. I already downed McDonald's sandwich, which, yeah. We downed some McDonald's and some fries just for some extra carbs. I think because I was just nervous and I just started eating. But I already had a pre-race meal, heavily electrolytes from BPN on the chest just to help me like kind of catch up. Because I kind of went in there, you know, slightly thirsty. Maybe it was the nervousness, but I was down on electrolytes and then I had extra electrolytes on my chest and mistakenly no water, which was crazy. That's what I had on me. And then second loop, I picked up my gels, my gummies, because I know like once I start running and getting in rhythm, I start to deter from eating. If it's sweet, I'm gonna eat it. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get the gummies the second loop, refilling the gels because the gels is it's built in within my run, like the
Oh,
timer,
cool.
like take a gel or eat. So I build that within my run. So I know I can down that at the minimum. And then add some licorice too. Just kind of when I get bored or when I'm climbing, I have some licorice for sure.
Yeah, that's smart.
And then, yeah. And occasionally I grab like a PB&J sandwich, which they had there, or bananas. And that's pretty much it.
Did you think that the race itself was supported well, aid stations, or were you just supposed to have your own?
I do think it was supported well for only having one aid station for that many people. I think it was like, what, 40, 45 people just for the 50K. We still had 10K, 8K ruck. So it was more people there. So they supported it very well. And shout out to them for sure. Yeah, it was actually pretty dope. And I think I over-prepared. I never raced in this format before. So I definitely over-prepared and had the drop bag ready. And yeah, I could have did probably without the aid station for sure.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's good. So, did Taylor set up camp? Did you have a table and chair and stuff?
Nah.
What did she do?
No, because with it being a loop, it was so congested. Because,
Oh.
like, yeah, it was like once you get in on the trail, it like frees up. But when you come back, it's like everybody got to fit through this one, or I'll say two doorway space. And then it goes into a parking lot. So you could, but I wasn't planning to be there that long to have something set up like that. So I just had her like, hey, can you grab this? Or can you have this ready? I'm going to switch it out. Then I had my electrolytes in a bigger bottle by itself. I'll do my pouches and whatever, and then just head back out. Plus, it was like nighttime, so I had to be considered. Glad I know she was sleepy too, because she's been up as long as I was. So, she's getting out the car, getting the stuff, and then getting back in the car to take a nap while I do the loop. So I was trying to give her predictability. After the first one, I was like, every hour. And then she's standing out there. I felt bad. I was like, oh, every hour and 15 minutes, and then every hour and 20. So I was trying to give her as much predictability as possible based on the lap I did. So, but no, we didn't have a table
Oh, okay. I
though.
wasn't sure. Like, I had something in my head of what it looked like, and apparently it
Yeah.
wasn't that.
Nah. It was just moving so fast. Even though we took our time with it, it's just my goal was just kind of just keep moving. I think only time I really stayed, yeah, because I had to use the bathroom from McDonald's, and then I had to change my socks. Yeah, it's crazy. I had to change my socks because after mile 15, my body soaked. And it's still hot because running in Texas, just because the sun go down, don't mean the heat go down. So it's going crazy. So it like soaked up my socks and I could feel it in my feet. I was like, man, but I did have an extra pair of New Balances in my trunk. Obviously, I keep that thing on me, but I didn't change my shoes. I was tearing them up. Couldn't see, so I'm hitting every rock. Luckily, I didn't fall one time, but it's like I felt like I almost broke every toe in my feet. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh. I was wondering about your toes, and then I was curious if you had fallen, just because it seems like a lot of people do. So
Almost, but there, nah. I'm trying
that's
to
good.
tell you, shifty legs. Even tired.
You had your cape on, so you were fine.
And it was dark too. And you just hear people in the middle of the woods. It's just dark. And you're like, oh crap, rocks. People yelling. It was crazy. I'm pretty sure like Slender Man was out there. I don't know if you know who that is, but it's creepy stuff in the woods. You just hear, yeah, I think it was like, Peter, Peter. In the middle of the night, I'm like, I'm not turning around. I know how these movies end. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I haven't seen nobody for at least a mile. So who he calling for? Like, he's not talking to me. So I'm like, keep running. Yeah, Peter, Peter. I'm like, nah, you're not luring me in the woods, brother.
Oh my Growing up, did you watch scary movies? Who's the one that scares you?
I'm not gonna lie, it was before his time. Like as an adult now, it's kind of stupid. But when The Ring came out with Samara climbing out the TV, petrified. In my mind, I'm like, I can never watch another TV again. You know what I'm saying? After this, it's a wrap. Because at that time, we were watching VHSs. That's all we had. And so, they came out with Netflix and the DVDs. So I'm like, I can never watch another TV. And then every time I went to the restroom, I'm like, Samara's in the shower right now. Don't pull back the curtain. So I'm like trying to focus. Yes, The Ring scared me half to death. Whole thing.
So I would be afraid in the woods because Michael Myers would definitely be there from Halloween with his white weird mask and just popping up wherever. And then I also, to this day, have an issue, which I shouldn't admit this. Brandon knows. I cannot go into the bathroom without turning the light on because I'm afraid Candyman's going to be there.
Not candy, man. No. But you gotta call him first, though. He's not
I
gonna show up.
know. Don't say his name three times.
Nah, Michael Myers might be there though. He be on one. He just be standing there like, what's up?
He just shows up.
Like, bro, I'm trying to use the bathroom, bro. Like, get me later, please. Get
Yeah,
me later.
please.
No, Michael Myers is a tough one. That is a tough one.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's crazy.
that's funny. I mean, were you nervous or scared in the dark?
No, I'm not usually scared of that. That moment was kind of nervous because I'm like, I prepare for this because I watch movies. So I know not to go towards another name that's in the woods. If I hear help, call 911. I'm not them, right? So, yeah, I was mentally prepared for that portion, yeah. But the dark didn't bother me, though.
I hope that guy found Peter.
Hey, shout out them. My name ain't Peter, so you ain't find
Thank
me.
goodness.
Yeah, we're
Oh my God.
good.
Too freaking funny. How long did you rest in between laps? You said it wasn't long.
I would say I kind of did the math actually. It was between 8 and 12 minutes. The with loop four because I had to change my socks and go to the bathroom. That was the longest lap. But everything else was just a refill, rethink strategy, talk to Taylor a little bit, and then I take off. So it'd be like 5, 6 minutes. Nothing too crazy. But loop four was my longest for sure.
Was loop four, did you feel the most tired then?
Yes, I'm not gonna lie, it did cross my mind. Like, I'm halfway through loop four, feet is just, on another one. I'm like, man, I could really go for a nap right now. Cause it just clicked instantly. Cause if you know me, like, I go to sleep very early, you know what I'm saying? Cause I get up very early. So, sleep time is shifted. So I'm locked in a race. I'm running. And I'm like, man, what time is it? And then as soon as I looked at the time, my mind, it's bedtime, brother, body shut down. My mind is still going, but my body was just kind of like dragging. I'm like, man, should I take a nap on the side of the trail right here? That's what I needed because I didn't think about the nap, or I didn't take a nap earlier in that day. I was like, oh man, I said, this is tough. This is really tough. And then once I got back to the hardball to go back to I'll finish the loop, and I'm like, bro, I'm really struggling right now because like my body wants to go to sleep, but my mind is like active. And then so I stayed there just a little longer. And then I think sitting down and kind of like resetting really helped me. Once I started back up again, it was good. I just climbed back up the hills. Hey, just take one step at a time. That's when I was gliding. I wasn't even trying to like keep a certain pace or keep a faster pace. My body was literally just flowing. So, and I think I was moving at like 11, 11:30-ish pace, just kind of just trotting along, taking my time. And I was just focusing on my steps per minute, opening my stride, expanding my feet out so I could feel the ground because I couldn't really see it. And then once I started tripping a little bit more, I had two headlamps. I had one for the head and then one around my neck. One facing down, one facing out. So it was more light. But I was worried one of them was going to die because the loop seemed really long. But it ended up working out. They both held up.
That's good. Oh my gosh, this is nutty. So, what was a highlight of this race?
I would say two things. A highlight of the race, I've said the first lap. It was the realization that I made it. I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to push forward. I'm doing really good. And then I felt like the first lap was a perfect to my strategy. It was just lined up perfect. I didn't do too much. Even though once I get going, after mile three, I really could do anything. But I was like, no, pace yourself. You know what I'm saying? Steps per minute. Watch your footing. Keep a decent pace. Relax the shoulders. Hydrate. So I was really trying to get a rhythm. But once I did that and it hit me, I was like, oh, I made it. I'm here. And let's see, I gotta see if my strategy holds up. Cause it's like, I do, I'm not a big nerd or anything, but I do a lot of research. You know what I'm saying? I listen to a lot of advice, from fellow runners like yourself and Coach Milton. I listen to Sarah's podcast. Well, she knows that though. But I just listen, you know what I'm saying? Cause like, again, I don't know at all. And you have people that have done it so much. And I'm like, man, maybe that can work for me. And like I told you, I write down a lot of comments, a lot of dialogue. I write it down. You know what I'm saying? And I go through it. Even when I'm training, I'm like, okay, yeah, she said that for a reason. You know what I'm saying? This probably bothered her. I might have the same situation. So I'm relating. That was the first time. And then I would say the last lap. And it's not the cliche, like, oh, I finished 50K. I'm going to say I didn't care about it, but it wasn't the highlight. It was the racing of this old man. Let me tell you. So. I'm in the woods, right? I started the lap six, and I'm like, okay, bro, we just gotta make it do one more lap, realization, boom, boom, boom. And climb up the hill, walking the inclines and everything, and then running the straightaways. And this older gentleman comes up next to me, say, how's it going? And it was going forward or whatever. He said, that's the direction. And it was awkward exchange, and it was solid. And then he just took off. Okay, cool, brother. But then he just stayed in front of me. Like he was pacing with me, but in front of me. I think he was using me as a trigger every time he seen my lights. Cause I had the green light and then the black diamond light, which is like a spotlight. So you can see me coming. Every time he see me, like, he picked it up or just he'll look and keep running, which is fine. Hey, whatever, floats your boat. It's the last, right under a half a mile, I believe, it's before we hit the hard ball to go back to the starting line. He's in front of me. I see indicators that the road's about to come up, right? So I see like this big bird bath. I said, oh yeah, the road's right here. And I'm looking because he was in front of me. I was like, man, it's dark up there. So I picked it up a little bit because I know the road's there. And I get on the road. I'm like, bro, it is dark out here. I said, where is he? And I was like, no way. He took off running. So I'm like, I picked it up, right? And the way the road is a hard ball, but it's like curvy because it's like a campground. So you see, the cars and everything is like curving around. So I hit the first curve and it's like a longer straightaway. And you just see him, his lights just going in the air like this. I said, he took off running. So I'm like, I picked it up to like a 7:45. I'm scooting. I'm like, no. But yeah, he started earlier than I thought he would. Cause I knew he was gonna do it, but I didn't know he was gonna do it that early. Yeah, I never caught him, but yeah, we got up there. I'm scooting down the hill, maintaining like 7:45, and we just blow through the finish line. I see him on like blow the straightaway. And then I get through the finish line. First thought is not that I finished the 50K. Bro, this old guy just beat me. Bro, he dug deep to do it. And he was like, man, you were moving. Yeah, I'm just trying to catch you, sir. And then he was like, just dab me up or whatever. And then he just
Oh, that's
ran
cool.
into
I
the
was
darkness.
curious if you talked to him afterwards.
Yeah, the finish line. Taylor got a picture. It's kind of like blurry, but like he literally waited. Like he got through the finish line. He waited for me to get through. He's like, man, you were moving. And then he just like gave me a high five and then disappeared in the darkness. Oh, he probably was beat her. It probably was him. It was so crazy.
That's nuts to like finish it off almost like that strong, but to have someone that's going to push you to that limit to get you to be there when you've just run for 7 hours, you know?
Yeah, no, it was dope.
That's
He was
awesome.
doing his thing. Shout out to him, whoever that was.
Too funny. Is there anything you feel like you could have improved on?
I would say for the execution though, I would say probably the prep before today. Like if I took a nap, like what would have changed? I felt like I was gonna hit a hump anyway, but probably push through it or probably not hit a hump. We don't know. We don't know. But I felt like I adjusted well. Definitely, that was a tough loop for me. I do feel like I adjusted well, even without the nap. I would say probably just a nap. It's not what I could really do because like I had to account for that Sunday because obviously I had to work Monday, so I had to do the chores. I had to go get a haircut before work and all that stuff. So it was a lot of stuff to do for that Sunday that I had to do that Saturday, and then driving there, of course, took hours away too. And it was just a sacrifice I had to make, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty awesome that you were that prepared. Was this the one that was postponed?
Yeah.
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 So, I
Yes, it
mean,
was.
that's, and you kept up with it. So that's good. You had a whole nother month. And that says a lot about your training and how far you've come and knowing what you need to do. I think that's great.
I'm definitely grateful for the extra month too. I think I mentioned this too, changing the format of the training for the loops. I think that helped me for sure. I'm not gonna lie, like the first half before the postponement, I was planning to run it like straight through, doing longer runs. And then when I ran that ultra training run, I tell you, I had like a headache. My freaking body was kind of feeling weird and everything because I was training to run it straight through. So I'm running straight 28. I said, no, something's got to change because like I know I can run fast. I might even run fast. It's like an RPE at like maybe 3 to 4 at the most. You know what I'm saying? And it's not really climbing over here because it's fairly flat. So I think the postponement was a blessing, low key, and changed the format and figured out the loops. And I didn't 100% figure it out because I didn't get the timing down just right. But I think I was very fluid during the race. Just like, hey, just go with what your body feels. Do your refill, check in with the strategy. Okay, what works, what doesn't work? We'll change this, give tail a kiss and be on our way. Boom.
Yeah.
I think it worked out though. So I'm
Yeah.
grateful for the postponement.
Good. We all know that you love New Balance. You were wearing your New Balance shoes. Do you put insoles in or do you just use theirs?
No, with the fresh foams, and this is not a plug for New Balance, but with the fresh foams, you don't even need the inserts. The ones I wear, you don't need the inserts.
Yeah.
But like they're just so cloudy.
The
And the
foam.
crazy thing is, I didn't even wear the ones I wanted to race because the crazy thing is, I told you it was a crazy day, right? The newest ones I bought, very nice ones, I left them under my desk at work. So I work at Fort Hood. So that's already like 30 to 45 minutes. It's been on traffic one way. Then I got to come back. And the time I figured that out, it was 1 o'clock. And I was like, no. And I had to leave by 3. I said, no. So, yeah. So I ended up running the same pair I ran for Leadville. It had some tread on it, had a little meat on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. So I didn't want to run in those, but I was like, yeah, I have to make a deal. But it worked out. It definitely worked out. They held up, obviously. It worked out because it was like a subtle reminder when I had those thoughts. I don't know, man. I'm like, bro, I ran Leadville in these. Lock in. It was a reminder because I got it written on my shoe. I was saying,
Yeah.
and Taylor was like, lock in. I was like, yeah. You can do this. You got this. When the light flashed over, I see the writing. I'm like, yeah, we got this. I say, I ran Leadville was harder than this. Even
That's,
if it was 15 miles, it was harder than this.
yeah, that's awesome. Said something kind of along these lines just in your last answer, but how do you stay positive or pull through when you felt like you were entering the pain cave?
I reminded myself where I came from. Again, I know I talked to you about it and I mentioned you in the post before. Like Leadville was just like just getting miles. I think it's just mile focused, but it wasn't really focused on improvement. I could move, but what's the purpose of my movement? I found that purpose, obviously, and just reminded myself like, hey, this is why you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got to trust yourself. You got to trust your plan. You got to trust your execution. It will work out because you put in the work for it to work out. So it's just like subtle reminders.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you're so positive and you have a lot of inspiring things to say. And so I think that is super helpful for yourself and to others. And it's a real joy for a lot of us to see and hear. You just inspire a lot of us. So keep it up, man.
I appreciate it. Well, I'm inspired by my whole community, you know what I'm saying? So I just happen to vocalize it a lot. A lot of stuff like you do or like other runners do. I'm like, man, that's freaking amazing. And I'll say that a lot. Like just focus on this, like get out, just get up and get out the door. You know how many people I told that? I told everybody that. I said, it just starts at the door. That's not even mine, that's yours.
I
But
know,
it's
so
like,
easy.
it's so motivational because it's true. Like, if you just get up out the door, everything else almost already done, 50% done. And I came from you. Just get up and get it to the door. Get out the door.
I mean, I didn't know I was that motivating or inspiring. And then you said it, and I'm like, I don't know. It's just what I tell myself. Get your ass out the door.
That's it. That's the hurdle right there. You get out the door, you're already completed like 1,000 things just to get to the door. Like waking up, doing hygiene, getting your stuff ready, packing your bag for the day. So much stuff has been done, and you get out the door, you're already successful. Now it's just you're halfway there. What else? What's my next target? It's inspiring.
Speaking of, what's the next target? What is the next target? What's your next race?
But this next one, it is the Rebecca Mountain 50K again. Don't really have like a target time or anything. I am challenging myself to approach it differently, of course, with a new coach. See, probably see if my preparation could be better or my execution could be better. I'm definitely hopeful. I already started training camp. This is my first week, and quality work. I ain't gonna lie. It's already the first week. It's filling the gaps where like I did see it. I don't really do a lot of speed work. For PT, I do, but just the steady miles. You know what I'm saying? But with Coach Milton highlighting, like you need some type of quality tempo work into your plan, and I do feel better. I feel like my turnover is better too. Just I recover faster. Of course, routine I set up and everything, but how you properly execute a training event, I think that's important. And then, yeah, pacing for sure. Working on inclination—that's something I didn't have before. It's like, 'cause it's fairly flat here, and I bought a new treadmill. I got a Nordic Track finally. But including that inclination in the training, it's different. It's definitely different. I think that's huge. It's something that's gonna benefit me going forward too. So I can actually train with some type of elevation. And then being inspired to kind of branch out before I'm like, oh, I know where to run. There's no trails. I will drive at this point because I know what I would face now. Going to a state park, I got a state park. Dana's Peak is a state park. A little drive, I have to make the drive because I know it'll be worth it. So I just seeing that going into this 50K, I was like, hey, whatever you need to do to replicate the race, do it as much as possible. So
I'm excited that you're using a coach, Coach Milton. I just feel like you've done so well on your own. Like you said, there's some new ideas. This will just maybe take it up a notch for you. Just speaking from experience of using a coach, it takes the guesswork out, but you
guesswork.
do learn a lot too, you know? It's going to be cool. I'm excited to see what happens. I don't know what changes.
I think I'm probably just using it more for like the learning aspect. Of course, I'm gonna apply what I learned to the race, but I think it's more of like a community run because you got like Andrea, possibly Jacqueline, hopefully you. That'd be dope too. But just really just going out there doing a challenging race, kind of bouncing ideas or methods off of each other. So I think it's really more for that. But yeah, I think I'm doing it more for the learning aspect. I think this is my third coach, and I've learned something different from all three. You know what I'm
That's true.
saying?
I guess I forget that you did have others. I just always feel like you've been doing it on your own and you just are motivated to do it on your own, which I think is so great.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I'm gonna say I don't need to go. I'm never compliant to the training plans because sometimes I can't be, or sometimes I'm just not. And I think Coach Milton understands that. He knows that I'm gonna run during the work, like during the day. But he's like, I just recommend you keep it at like an RPE of like 2 to 3. You know what I'm saying? Nice and easy, nothing too crazy. So just slowing down, because I could do time on feet for almost ever, I feel. So have those slow base building miles. Cool. Just don't do too much. Like go out there and do a fartlek workout off the rep. You know what I'm saying? Recover properly. I just have to abide by that.
Is he giving you any strength training?
I haven't seen any on the calendar for this week, but he has recommended in the past, definitely prioritizing calf work, calf raises, step ups is a big thing, lunges, squats. I did start like a new strength regimen. The race would be in line with my physical assessment for the Army at the same time. So yeah, so it definitely kind of works out anyway. So getting back into like lifting, like just building legs. And I feel like my legs got like hella stronger from the race. Again, like when I finished, of course, it was like fatigue, but I can literally probably still run right after. So it made me motivated. I'm like, man, I'm probably going to push for the 50 miler because like my legs are feeling really good. And imagine if I wasn't tripping over a rock every 3 steps, probably could have like really dominated. I think my conditioning was really good. Again, still room for improvement for conditioning. So still working on that. That was an aerobic for my training effect and everything. So yeah, so
Nice.
it's working out for sure.
This is a 50 miler, right?
So Coach Milton's gonna run the 50 miler. And I was thinking about it. It really was dependent on who was going and whether they wanted to run. I do wanna do it, but then at the same time, I don't wanna bog down Coach Milton because I know he's when he trains for something, like he's training, to go do his thing. And obviously he's faster than I am. He's crazy, man. But yeah, I never want that pressure for you to stay back. Even like when we were at Leadville, no, I knew. I'm like, bro, I can't even breathe. But I didn't want you to stay with me just because I couldn't breathe. You got to run your race too. So
Right.
I would never want to put that pressure on you. And I think I probably introduced it pretty well. Like, hey, Michelle, hey, do your thing. I'm gonna be all right. But
Yeah.
it worked out. It definitely worked out, I think. But yeah, I didn't want to put that pressure on him to even try to like, no, I'm good. So we'll do the 50K. Andrew want to do 50K. Jack want to do 50K. Hopefully, Saba want to do 50K. And just really just, you know, just enjoy it. Probably almost my new favorite distance. I don't
That's
know. I don't know.
crazy.
Yeah, I've been feeling it ever since I finished. Now that I know I can do it properly, my
That's
favorite
so great.
distance. So,
I mean,
yeah.
good for you. I'm super stoked. I love hearing your story. I love hearing the adventure that it was. And I'm proud of you. We're all proud of you.
Appreciate it.
So thanks for taking the time to talk to us about it and myself. Yeah, I'm excited to see what's next for you.
Well, I
As
appreciate it.
always.
The party, as always. I appreciate
Always.
you taking the time out to invite me on the podcast. I've been trying to get on here for a long time.
We
Appreciate that.
got a funny guy here.
First time here, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, guys. Look for us on Instagram. Jason's at go for your 30. I'm M at M quit. Follow the show, like the show. If you have any suggestions or questions, we'd love to hear them. And we appreciate everyone that listens and keep logging those miles
Yeah, keep logging the miles. Hey, get out the door.
and lock in.
See? Got me hype. I gotta go run.